More than 15,000 people have already cast ballots in an election that may change the face of Tampa's local leadership. The five mayoral candidates say they want to revive the local economy, but differ on how. Former County Commissioner Ed Taranchik said he'd like to create a green transit corridor that would run from Ybor City to downtown Tampa.
Transportation, business, and new energy technology corridor, where we will affiliate ourselves with leading universities and institutes like the Florida Solar Energy Center, to pioneer the implementation of these new technologies. So you have net zero homes, all the newest technologies, and we'll be a center for the development of new technologies in the 21st century.
Tampa City Council Chair Thomas Scott said he supported a green building ordinance that council took up years ago, but there's another potential job source he'd explore.
I was the first candidate in our first debate, talked about Cuba and creating jobs from the port to Cuba.
Rose Ferlita said she's already helping sprout green jobs, given that she started Hillsborough's Energy Management and Sustainability Committee while on the County Commission.
We did all kinds of things in terms of alternative fuels, clean energy, those types of things. We were successful. I understand my colleague and friend Mark Sharp is going to continue it. That's the same program I'm going to take over to the city.
Bob Buckhorn, a former city council member, said the city needs to take advantage of research institutions that are already in town.
We got to find a way to take that research and move it from the Petri dish to the marketplace. You look at Moffitt Cancer Center. You look at Tampa General. Those are the building blocks of our future in the new economy.
Former Tampa Mayor Dick Greco, who seeks mayoral term number 5, said there are two sectors that will need extra work when it comes to jobs.
Technology, and more technology. And healthcare are the two areas that we will probably go into immediately.
Greco isn't the only veteran on the ballot facing a challenge. District 7 incumbent Joe Caetano faces Dan Hale, Lisa Monteleone, and Charlie Perkins. District 6 incumbent Charlie Miranda is running against 35-year-old educator and journalist Kelly Benjamin for that West Tampa seat. Citywide District 1 seat, by contrast, has no incumbents. Councilmember Gwen Miller is retiring from that seat. Among the four people who want to replace her is 26-year-old businessman Guido Maniscalco, who said council can't create jobs but can make the city more business-friendly.
And what we can do as a city council is create incentives, offer incentives. People that want to relocate to Tampa, give them a reason why. Why? Because we have reduced permitting costs, startup fees, smaller business tax, reduced business tax for new, existing, expanding businesses.
Candidate Mike Suarez, who works in the insurance industry, said there's at least one thing the council can do to incentivize small business growth. That is, turn occupational tax revenue into a small business loan program.
And I'd like to see that money, which is about $10 million, put into a fund specifically for a small business loan program for those businesses that have been in Tampa and have tried to make it.
Engineer Tom Slaughter said the key to attracting jobs is to improve infrastructure.
It's up to the state and municipal levels to create the amenities like transportation systems and water and sewer systems, pollution control systems, to help foster business expansion.
The two other candidates in that race are restaurant owner Rick Barsena and current District 3 council member Curtis Stokes. The race for Tampa's Urban District 4 seat also has no incumbents. That race's candidates include Lynette Tracy Judge, Frank Reddick, Carrie West, and Harold Lord. West is the only candidate in that race who appears to support a panhandling ban. That debate has been at the center of the citywide District 2 race. Candidate Susan Long's anti-panhandling views inspired her to run, though she said she's not a one-issue candidate. On the question of jobs, she said the city needs to cut back on the red tape that's keeping businesses from expanding.
The city's codes currently make it almost impossible, not impossible, but extremely difficult and very expensive and time-consuming for a business to come into an already existing structure, whether it means they're going to rebuild it or renovate it or just move into it and use it as is. It is almost impossible. Those issues need to be resolved.
District 2 incumbent Mary Mulhern recently voted to support a partial roadside solicitation ban. As for jobs, she said she'd like to see the city become an environment that fosters science and tech job growth.
That attracts and works with our big economic drivers like the port and the universities and the airport and our medical centers to bring in new technology jobs.
The third candidate in that race is Scott Strapina. The race for District 3, also a citywide seat, features current Councilmember Yvonne Yoli-Capine, as well as Michael Chifchi, Chris Hart, Seth Nelson, and James Wilson. Meanwhile, five candidates are vying for the District 4 seat. Those are Joe Citro, Harry Cohen, Tony DeSisto, Julie Jenkins, and Dennis Myers. Polls throughout the city will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday. Our website has more information, including links to all races and candidates. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.